Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 5 Die of the Fan. We almost missed that one.
I thought I had your headphones on. You're still used to having your headphones
on. No, I know. I had them off. I was reading stuff. I can't read with my headphones on. My ears need to see. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 5 Die of the Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie. Derek Brandale. All of us at your service this wonderful weekend. We're talking about the outdoors, and of course, we can't get away from the COVID-9 situation. It does affect the outdoors probably in greater ways than most of us could ever dream. I've got an interesting, was this a text or was this on our chat board?
This would be a text, yeah.
This is a text sent to us just recently, a few minutes ago. It says that, obviously it's from a concerned listener, there are multiple reasons for a scientific protocol on not preventing spread of this virus. Why travel? As the premier said, we must halt it. Well, the premier, though, unfortunately, has said two things all in one day, an hour apart. You know, he said, we can't have traveling. We have to hunker down. We need to fight this thing. This is the deadliest virus we've ever encountered. We're all at risk, he said. And then an hour later, he goes on a Northern Ontario television news program and said, let's go fishing. And to quote his words, let's throw our reel and hook in the water and go fishing and have fun. Well, that's pretty confusing to me. I'm a simple kind of guy. I can barely count and add it, but that to me is real difficult to understand. Anyway, the message here goes on to say, you cannot guarantee that you are not infected or carrying the virus or have picked it up at a gas station going to your fishing trip. And as you're heading north, the protocol as it stands now isn't getting enough compliance to reduce the day-to-day infection spread. Everything we can do to cut corners drags this thing on. Do not encourage non-compliance by doubting the restrictions. Believe me, sir, I am not encouraging anybody to doubt the restrictions. Quite the opposite. In fact, I have put my reputation on the line all of this week because I believe we should not be cutting corners, because I believe some of us are not taking this thing seriously. So I am with you 100%. Hunker down means hunker down. And it doesn't matter what you're missing, including your family members, which a lot of us, including myself, are missing right now. We have to adhere to this. Going fishing is not an excuse to break the protocol. So there you go. A guy who knows a thing or two about cottage country because he lives there and he operates and works there from Gordon Bay Marine. It's Stephen Tate on Lake Joe in Muskoka and MacTier. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Angelo?
Well, I'm doing okay. It's been a rather rough week, but doing okay. There's a lot of confusion going on, Steve, about cottage country, and a lot of cottage country people that live in those outlying communities are reaching out through programs like ours and imploring the citiots, as they call them, which is terribly offensive, not to come up. So it's craziness out there, my friend.
Yeah, it's you know, I think it's a tough challenge for obviously the whole world. We just all have to, I think what you said is pretty much on par. We all just have to hunker down to get over it as quick as possible. I mean, I'm on week number four of working from home and, you know, been with love my family to death. I've got a 7-month-old, so I've seen a whole lot change in the last 4 weeks, and that part's been really exciting. But, you know, I'm feeling it just like everybody else. I literally haven't left the house other than the grocery store twice in 4 weeks.
Steve, you know what disturbs me more than anything else about some of the goings on this week is the number of people, and, you know, I say number, this is not thousands, but, you know, a handful of people who are still saying, oh, this is all bull. There's no epidemic. There's no pandemic. There's no disease. This is all a government ploy. Why are you worried? I'm going fishing. That disturbs me a lot.
I'm totally with you. And I think, how do I say this? I think all of the technological platforms we have nowadays through social media, blogs, and everything else, we hear those people a lot more than we used to, I guess is the point I'm trying to make. I mean, I think those people have always existed. I just don't think we've heard them because they didn't have the platform to do so before as much. So it's unfortunate that people still think that way, but I mean, as part of humanity, I think you're always going to have that group of people, and it's up to unfortunately, us, the good people who follow the rules, to really follow the rules so we can curb this thing as quick as possible.
All right, let's talk about some of those rules. We just had Daryl Cronzi on, and he informs me that there are some launch ramps open in his area in the Kawarthas. What's the situation with boat ramps? Tell us, do you know the situation with boat ramps, first of all?
Yeah, so like in our area, they are closed as well. So I'm very fortunate to live on the lake, and I can see the closest launch ramp to me from my house. So they've had it taped off. They could easily, anybody could easily just remove the tape and go in. And since the tape has gone up, not one person has tried to do so. So it seems like everybody here is really trying to behave and just get through this as quick as possible so we can have an awesome summer.
And you know, honestly, if you were to have your boat in the water tied up at your dock right now and go out and you know, go out in the middle of the lake and enjoy yourself, I see nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's perfectly fine.
I completely agree with you, and it's funny you say that because I do have my boats tied to my dock. I actually put them in because I'm one of those guys that likes to go out and pretend I'm selling ice. You know, breaking ice with my boat type thing. So I put it actually a couple of weeks before they closed the ramp. So since they closed the ramp, you're right. I mean, I can go out and stuff like that. But I'll be honest with you, I'm very conscientious to do so because I don't want to go out and rub it in my neighbor's face who didn't get his in ahead of the closure that I'm voting he's not. So there's, I think right now there's a double-edged sword to anything. And the whole goal we should all have is just curbing it quick and getting back out in the water, all of us together.
COVID
is a great thing for social distancing. I mean, this isn't going to go away instantly, but the nice thing is if we curb it quickly enough, by the time boating season really is here, we'll all be out boating and we can still all follow social distancing while we do so.
I don't think you need to be a genius to figure out that if we have zero contact with each other, I mean, zero contact with each other, we're going to curb this thing a lot quicker than if we break the rules. It's very simple. You don't have to be a scientist to figure that out. And that's what really confuses me about a lot of these folks who are saying, no, I got an opinion. It's my right to go. And okay. All right. Whatever. So it's a confusing. How about the ATV trails? Are they closed as well?
You know, I've been responsible and haven't gone out on them. So from my understanding, I can see one of the main trails from my house too, and I haven't seen anybody on it. My son and I each have our own ATVs, and we have a large private allotment of property. So we've just been going on that while this has been happening so that we're not leaving our own property.
Okay, so we're not 100% clear on that, but
if not they're 100% open, clear, yeah. But I think it goes to the analogy, just like the having my boat in the boat ramp. Even if you can do so, you should probably ask that next question: should I do so?
Yeah, good point. How is Gordon Marine coping with this? What is Gordon Marine itself doing? Are we shut down?
Gordon Bay is very, we're very concerned with COVID and the spread and our customers and worker safety. So we, of course, a retail operation to follow in line with the government's mandate. Like most businesses, shifted, so you can order stuff from us online to a degree. We do have pickup and drop-off areas for you to gather it, but you can't physically come into the stores. Being that we're a pretty large facility, we service a huge amount of essential services, such as Hydro, Bell, Rogers, Coastal, all these guys, M&R, Coast Guard. So that part of the operation has to stay open for them. But, you know, we've gone above and beyond to isolate any staff to one building. They have their own washroom, things like that. So we're really not open, but we are just for those essential people that the government mandates. And we've taken all the precautions to make sure we're okay to operate while doing so in that limited capacity.
Well, sounds great, my friend. Sounds like you've got things in check. You can go to GordonBayMarine.com to find out more about what Gordon Bay is doing and what's available for you there. If you're a cottager, if you live up in that area and you need to look in getting some servicing or parts, I'm sure that GordonBay.com can be a good place to check it out. Stephen, I want to thank you for joining us. Really appreciate you taking the time. Stay safe, my friend, and we'll all get through this thing.
Yeah, you guys too, and GordonBay.com will be launching a new website at the end of the month, so we look forward to hearing everybody's feedback.
Tell us about that before you go. What's the new site?
Okay. So the new site, pretty excited for it. It's going to encompass a lot more technology to allow us to, 360 video boats, as well as do live broadcasts with sales reps to their customers and things like that. It's going to be a lot cleaner, a lot more edgy, so we're pretty excited for it.
Wow, that's neat. And that's all at GordonBayMarine.com coming up. Thank you, my friend. You take care of yourself.
You too. Be safe, Angelo.
All right. Stephen Tate, operations manager at Gordon Bay Marine, lives right up in that area in the Muskokas. You know, there's no such thing as the Muskokas.
Yeah, it's Muskoka. There's only one.
There's only one, Lake Muskoka. But we idiots, me in particular.
Well, it sounds good, the Muskokas.
The Muskokas. It sounds great. Yeah. It's been like that for years. That's what, where are you going? I'm going to the Muskokas, man.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
I love that.
No, I'm going to Muskoka. It's like,
apparently, that's not correct.